Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. The first bunch of Mishnahis over here in this Perek is a very interesting combination, and it's a hemshich of the Mishnah before, where the Mishnah wants to bring a raya to a physical fact. What's the cheshivus that a charsis has, a cheres rather, and the posuk is brought, v'lo yimotze b'mchitose, which is not talking about the halacha, it's not talking about it's on Shabbos, but it's an asmachta that the posuk does mention that that's the usage of a piece of cheres. So agav that, the Mishnah brings different things that are also not mufurish in the posuk in that way, but there's some level of asmachta in the psukim. We'll just say something interesting that the Malach HaShlemi brings over here from the Sefer Halichas Olam. Halichas Olam is a Sefer that has from the Kadmonim Klolim on how to learn Sugis Hashas, how to extract Halacha L'maisa. And the Halichas Olam says that it's a Miseris Biodenu, Mideris Kadmonim, that whenever the Mishnah says prefaces a klal of Omar Rebbe, whichever name of Tana, that means the Mishnah is saying something which is accepted l'halacha. Rabbeinu HaKadoshim is the sadr in that loshen to tell you that's the halacha. When the Mishnah starts Reb, the same name in the Tana, Oimer, that means that's a personal opinion. Over here, the Mishnah starts with Omar Rabbi Akiva. That should be a clear indication that the halacha is like this Rabbi Akiva. The only problem is that the Rambam in Perkes, Mehilchas Shar Oves HaTuma, Paskin's not like this Mishnah. It's a kasha. With that, we start the Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Minayin Lavoi Dezoru Shemetama B'maso Kenido. This is really a machloikis in Avoi Dezoru. There's two types of tumor that are negeh when somebody touches something. You could have something which is metama b'maga. If he touches it, he's mekabel tumor. Things in avatumah, he becomes a rishon. And you could have something which is metama b'masa. Even if he doesn't physically touch it, he carries it al yidei something else. He carries it al yidei a stick. So l'chayr, the stick is not mekabel tumor. It's a piece of eight. It's not a kli. It's not an odom. It's not oichel. L'chayr shouldn't be tumah. No, since he's carrying it b'masa, it's a higher intensity of tumah. It goes down to the one who's transporting it. It's a tumah that's transmitted al yidei transportation. Tumas masa. Avdem shteit in the Mishnah. Minayin lavei dezor shemitama b'maso kenido. A nido, if somebody would carry an isha nido or a zov, he or she is mitame, the one who carries that person b'maso. Kibinigea, if somebody's driving a nido or a zovo in a wagon. So even if there's no tumah directly, but there'll be tumas masa, they're transporting that person. Which just goes to show you how different life was in the times of Chazal, is that even a balagol, a wagon driver, had to be makbid on who he carried in his wagon. It wasn't so pashut. You metame, you are metame, you're not metame, v'chule. So we have the halacha that avaydizara pieces, it's talking over there about a wall that was shaykh to a house, that's avaydizara. The wall fell down, the pieces of the wall are still shaykh to avaydizara. Are they metama only be maga? L'chor, this tumah is a midrabanon. But this tumah midrabanon could be a lower level tumah, b'maga, or it could be a higher intensity tumah, b'masa. So the smach over here is from a pasuk, shenem atizreim k'moy dova. The Navi Yeshaya is giving teichocha about getting rid of the avay dezara, which was the ikka teichocha of the Nevi'im. Spread them, disperse them k'moy dova, like a nido, tzei toy maloy. Ma nido mitama b'masa. Avay Dezor should be treated also af Avay Dezor mitama b'masa. So it's mitama b'masa, not only b'maga. Again, like we said, it's machloek stanoim. Omer Rabbi Akiva l'chor shumin d'haloch so Akiva, the Rambam paskin is not that way. We'll just add a shein of art that the Goyin says on a posuk in Parshas Vayetze. When Yaakov Ubeisa is running away from Lavan, so Lavan comes and he sees Rachel, and Rachel excuses herself that she didn't get off the back of the behemoth. She's sitting on the gomel, and she didn't get off in respect for her father. And she says, "V'toyma lovia al yicha beini adoni ki lo yucha loku miponecho ki derech noshim li." She said that she can't because she's in a state of nidus. V'yichapis v'le motzos hatrofim. The reason why she didn't get up is because the trofim were there. So the chayyim, she said a sheker. Normal, she said a sheker, but it was necessary in order to get rid of the avayd zara of love. And says the going, it wasn't a sheker. Because since avayd zara is metame kenida, so she said ki derech noshim li, but what she really meant is the derech noshim in terms of the tumbo, that the trofim was sitting underneath the karagomo. It's an interesting question if trofim it was just a superstition or it's real avodah zarah, but this is the vote from the goyim. Mishnah Beis, minayin l'sfina shehi tahora. There was a discussion about a svina. Maybe it has a shame of a kli, and if it has a shame of a kli, it's mekabel tumah. Shteta that if it has a shame svina, since it's miyuid to go in the water, so it doesn't have a shame kli, and it's not metameh. Now, a big structure on land is not mekabel tumah because it's considered a binyan. It's more than arboim saw. But here we're talking about something that goes in the water. So if it goes in the water, it's not a binyan. It's not attached to anything. It's not put down in one place. It floats. So l'chor, it should be mekabel tumah if it's made out of eitz, so it's made out of cheres. So let it be a kli cheres or a kli eitz. The chiddush over here is, the Gemara brings that there's a braisa that says that the only reason why a boat is not mekabel tumah is because the pasuk says like this. Kol kli eitz, oi beged, oi or, oi sak. All these things, kliyetz, beged, or, have a tzara shovet to sack. Sack is something you could carry a sack, which is a sack, a bag. You can carry it full, or you can carry it empty. It's something that's transportable. So l'choira, the Braisa says, b'shem detana chananya, that all these things, even if they're eitz, or other materials, are only mekabel tumah if they're transportable. A boat is not transportable. You never carry a boat on land. However, what about a very small boat that you could carry it if you get to the end of a stream, so you carry it out, you carry it on dry land, you carry it to the next body of water. So maybe it should be mekabel tumah. Or, alternatively, a boat that's made out of cheres, which is not so common, but a boat that's made out of kli cheres, could also be mekabel tumah, because the pasuk that we just quoted is only medame kli eitz, beged, or a sack. Klicha is a different type of tumah. You see, Lamashal, all these types of begodim, kelim, could be nitval in a mikvah. Klicheres has a different din. Klicheres can never become Torah once it's tamed. It needs shvira. So klicheres has a different din. Klicheres doesn't need to be transportable. It's not part of this pasuk. So Chananya of the Braisa would hold that klicheres is a boat made out of cheres is yemekabel tumah. It comes along the Tana of our Mishnah, minayin l'svino, since it's part of the water, it has a din of the yam, and the yam is not mekabel tumah. Shenemar, derech aniyah belev yam. The water belongs in the water. It's bottle, it's part of the water, so to speak, it's not mekabel tumah. Same way a fish is also in the water, and a dead fish is also not mekabel. It doesn't have a din of nevela. A dead oif, or a dead sheret, or a dead behemi, yeah. But dogim not. Dogim is part of the water. I'm just giving a havona in dogim. That's not the, it's exezah kosuv. The dogim are not makabal tumah. The idea would be the same. The next halacha that we have over here in the Mishnah is rather complicated. We'll try just to be mavar with the klarkite, the roshei dvarim. Minayin la aruga. Aruga is a vegetable patch. She is shisha al shisha tvachim. It's 6x6 square tvachim, 36 square tvachim. She zoyrin besoycha chamisha zeroinim. 5 types of seeds. You could can be planted in this vegetable patch. Arbo barba ruchoi, so aruga ve'echot be'emtza. Now, the reason for this halacha that you could plant so many different types in one small patch is Chazal know, based on their idea of the Metzias, that the yinika of zriya of two minim zemizeh, the amount that it's, each one that they grow together, they yoinik from the ground together, and they can be considered klayim, because that's what we're discussing, is a tefach and a half. The issa that we're concerned with over here is an issa klayim, planting two vegetables together. More than a tefach and a half apart is not called klayim. It's not called planted together. We'll point out that there's a similar issa, which shouldn't be confused with the klayim that we just mentioned, and that's klay hakerem. Klay hazorim is an issa to plant, without getting into everything that's discussed in Maseches Klayim, but if it's planted, the issue is on the planting. If it's planted, it doesn't aser the produce. There's another issue called Klay HaKerem. Klay HaKerem means a kerem, a vineyard, is planted together with tvur. Kerem in a tvur or tvur in a kerem. Over there, it's aser to plant. If it grows together, it becomes aser bahano. The produce becomes aser bahano. Over there, the issue is not als the yinika. The issue is klay hakerem, the shem hamokoim, the lam deshavot, the mokoim. That's a kerem that grows tvua, or a sod. Pashtus, it's a kerem that grows tvua, or a sode of tvua that grows gefanim. It's not only a din in the yinika, and not only that, but it's not also else the yinika, which means that if you would have a kerem and a tvua, you have a kerem, you'd rather have a little bit of an empty area in the middle of a kerem, and you plant some tvua, you're over on the same issim. The point is that the mokim, which is a kerem, has tvua growing out of it. Conversely, if you would have a fence dividing a kerem, a vineyard, you'd have a proper mechitza dividing a vineyard from a soda of tvua. The fact that underneath the fence they're meeting up and there's a certain amount of yanika zemizah doesn't answer. The issa is not a din the yanika, the issa is a din in the mokoim containing a kerem and a soda. We'll see more, interestingly enough, in Meseches Ervin on this. Legabi Hilchus Mechitza is dividing two places, one from another. There's applications that apply specifically legabi this. Vinishvi, the halacha over here is, in terms of the yanika, because we're dealing with the issa of Kalayim of Zeroyim. Over there, the issue is not out to the Mokim, the issue is they're being yoinik from each other. But they can grow in the same vegetable patch. How the question is, how crowded can you make it? So Chazal Lachor is saying a Metzias. Now, that Metzias doesn't need support from a Pasuk. It's a Metzias. Chazal know it. And the Pasuk that's being quoted has nothing to do with Kalayim. So again, this is like this Asmachta, which has nothing to do with the Nidoin. And it's brought L'raya L'zeicha Shenemar. This is talking about Lasid Lavoi, the Mitzapim LeYeshua that's mentioned in Sefer Yeshaya. The ground will produce its Tzimcha. So the way Chazal Darshan is like this, the Gemara in Daf Pedal. Toitzi is one, Tzimcha is a second, Zeru'eho is two, Tatzmiach is a fifth. So you have one, two, three, four, five. There are five minim. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you think about it geometrically, you could fit in more than five minim and still have the proper spacing. But here, Chazal would look at it like an arvuvio. And it looks too crowded. This is the halacha that's in Perek Gimel, Mehilchus Mimseches Klein. Shver Mishnah over there with a lot of goins, a lot of cheshbonis. A lot of the geometry that's in Mesechus Klein is over there. The sugya of Arugo. Over there, if you plant it too crowded, despite the fact that it has enough mokum for yinika, Chazal would answer it. But this configuration of five betoich this one patch would be okay. And the pasuk says zaro loynema elazeruel, which tells you also that it's not just one, two, three, four, but it's two, and the grand total is five.